All right, our scripture text this morning is taken from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 13 and verse 12 will serve as our text. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, the armor of light. Let's get our scripture in its context, beginning in verse 11. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. We'll draw three applications from our text this morning in our sermon proper. The first, and then the second and the third arising out of the first. First, let us behold the lateness of the hour. Secondly, and in light of this, the works of darkness must be cast off. And third, the armor of light must be put on. Let us behold the lateness of the hour. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. In the context of our scripture, we see that it's believers that are being addressed. We read at the tail end of verse 11, "For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." For those who are being addressed in our text are those who believe. Christians, those who have been saved from the wrath to come by the blood of Christ. There are other scriptures which speak to you, O seeker, O unbeliever, in my hearing this morning. And we'll get to those in due time. Worry not, you won't be neglected this morning. The night is our time on earth where there is sin and sorrow. The day is the eternal state which is characterized by an absence of sin and perfect peace and joy in the presence of God, which believers will experience when we're finally home. The night is far spent. A certain number of years have gone by for you, for many of you. Some years have passed since the hour you first believed. In Him, we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ, that is, the believer, should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, namely the inheritance of the believer, the heavenly inheritance of the believer, which has been purchased by the blood of Christ, to the praise of His glory. So I say these things to you, O Christian, not because it's possible that you can lose your salvation, for such a thing is clearly stated to be impossible in other places. Once you are a saved child of God, once you are a son or a daughter of the King, You can't lose that great blessing. You didn't do anything to earn it. You can't do anything to unearn it. So cast that self-righteous pride aside. You need not worry about that. All you've got to worry about is how you're going to spend your life on this earth. Now that you've realized that Jesus Christ has done so great a thing for you. Now that you realize the price that he paid on the cross. But what legacy will there be of your life? What manner of eulogy will be spoken of you when you're no longer here? What will be inscribed on your tombstone? A life lived to the glory of God? A life filled with hope? A little note in italics that reads, "He is not here, she is not here, but in a better place." Or a simple, "Here lies." A simple, "Here lies," with no hope of what's beyond that. Now, if you've been saved a week, there may be some here who have been saved a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months. If you've been saved for such a short time, and there's been no spiritual fruit in your life, then the night has been spent in vain so far. Perhaps you can catch it early, as it were, and right the ship before you waste too much time. And this speech is to you this morning. If you've been a Christian 20 years and there's been little or no spiritual fruit in your life, then the night truly is far spent. And very much time has been wasted. Maybe you came to Christ as a youth, and then you turned around after a time. Not really sure exactly how it happened, but one thing after another came in and drew you off in all different directions off the straight path. And you've left your first love. I pray this morning that God the Holy Spirit will restore you to that place where you once were. If you'd entered in by the narrow gate and then sought to find comfort along the ways that lead to destruction, may the Lord lead you, albeit through the circuitous route, right back to the other side of the wicked gate, W-I-C-K-E-T, that you might walk on the path thereon. The day is at hand. There is less time now than there was an hour ago. So then, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. It's like we got the bottle bill in Massachusetts. I've used this illustration a few times. And if you have got a bunch of soda cans lying around and you get, 5 cents for a soda can? There's inflation on everything else, like the taxes and all that, but the redemption price didn't go up. So you can get your 5 cents for your soda can, and if you've got a box full of soda cans worth, let's say, $25 sitting in your basement, What good are they if they're sitting in your basement? They're not worth anything. If they just sit in your basement and rot until somebody finally gets sick of looking at them and throws them out, what good are they? But if you take the cans and you redeem them at the redemption center at Stop and Shop, you get something of value in place of the used cans. It's the same way with spiritual truth. It's the same way in our spiritual lives. If we learn a certain truth from God's Word, or you hear something here today that cuts you to the heart, and you're convicted, and you say, yeah, there's some things I've got to change in my life. I'm not really living for the glory of God. I'm living for myself. Who have I been kidding? You take those nuggets of spiritual truth and go redeem them. How do you do that? Well, I don't know how to do that. Where am I going to bring them? The very footstool of God. The very throne of God. Redeem that spiritual truth and say, Lord, you placed me on this earth for such a time as this. I know you've got a purpose in my life. And I've been accumulating all of this knowledge. I've been going through the motions. I've been going to church on Sunday morning. I've been singing the words of the hymns. But on Monday, I've been living like a child of hell. Lord, help me to redeem those nuggets of truth. And I promise you that He'll give you something even greater than $25. He'll give you the means and the strength and place you in the circumstances to apply His righteousness to whatever circumstance that you find yourself in. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. There are things you can do now that you're not going to be able to do in the day. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. We're all running out of time. We don't know if